jumped up out the vault. Singing like Diana Ross. I swear this is what me and my boys, or my boys and I, want to hear when we go out, dude. Come on, what are you talking about? This is what we yearn for.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
we are
yeah.
hip-hop heads as well, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard to find a spot that plays this consistently. Ah, no, DJ Chinchilla, thank you so much, my guy.
Yeah, man.
Wow, wow, wow. But you know what? You're going to get it.
Top of the range.
Exactly. And you're going to get it on Fresh Breakfast. How about that?
Boost your mornings with Fresh Breakfast on 102.9.
Hey, baby, let me see it. I just want to eat it.
It is 8:18 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. It's What Would Shay Do? This is the bit where we get in touch with you, or you get in touch with us. You send us an email or DM and you share what it is that you're experiencing right now in life. And you make it known to Shaquan, and Shaquan tries to put herself in your shoes and advise from that perspective. The email that we received reads like this. Hi, Shaquan. I've been listening to you for a while now, and I have to say that you are like a big sister to us now, and appreciate how frank and open you are.
Guys, I'm not that old. Like, honestly.
I have a situation I'm going through with an ex-boyfriend of mine, and I feel like I'm stuck in the mud with him. Literally. I've been dating this guy on and off for 3 years, and I broke things off with him a few months ago, and we have this habit of getting back together and still end up breaking up anyways.
Mm.
I felt like I was not growing and getting anywhere with him in my life, and I realized that I enabled a lot of toxic behavior from him, and in turn I started to pick up on those habits too. He treats me poorly, and then he comes back begging, promising to change and treat me better. I'm conflicted on taking him back. It's like my brain is calling me out for being a fool for love and him, and for loving him, and my heart is stuck there, right? How do I break free and move on? Or if I do get back with him, how do I change the situation? I want to experience more, and I'm not sure if I can give me that, or if he can give me that, or if I can give him that. Shaquan, if you were in my shoes, what would you have done?
I mean, first things first, how you break free from situations like that is when you decide for yourself that you want more and you want better, that you actually deserve better. I think a lot of the times, not even a lot of the times, for most of us, we can actually relate. We've been in situations like that. It's just, I don't want to be with you, but I hate to see you live your life, and I don't want to see you with somebody else. So let me maybe just stick with you through it all, whatever it is. But also at the end of the day, it's actually important that we start to call ourselves out. We don't necessarily always have to wait for someone else to call your behavior out.
Yeah.
But you need to call yourself out and check yourself on a regular, because why are you finding yourself in this very self-destructive cycle? Yes, it might be very hard for you to imagine, you know, the person that you love playing somewhat of a toxic role in your life, or the person that you love not loving you right and giving you, I don't know, perhaps the love that you give or that you pour into them, or the love that you know that you deserve. But at the end of the day, it all starts with you making a choice for yourself and deciding and really just awakening yourself to what it is that you actually deserve. You know, a lot of the times it's very easy for us, and I'm not saying this is the situation with you, it's very easy for us to think that the other person is the toxic one.
Uh-huh.
It's very easy for you to label the other person as, oh, it's because of them, it's because of them. But sometimes we are actually the toxic ones. And once we start to have those honest conversations with ourselves, that's the only way that, first of all, we can just, it's a buzzword for most presenters, be the best version of yourself. It's how you can break the cycle for yourself as well. And that is by really being honest with you. So start to evaluate and have those honest conversations with yourself as to, why am I actually in this situation? Why am I allowing myself to be in what I have identified now to be a toxic cycle? Why do I feel comfortable, or why am I, yeah, why do I feel comfortable or probably even thriving in a space like that?
Hmm.
I have been in situations like I said, I mean, you know, most of us can relate to it. I've been in situations where you just sometimes feel and expect the other person to see your worth and treat you better and to just do their part, but also you are stopping yourself from actually living your best life. You're stopping yourself from experiencing so much out there. You know what? From someone who's been there and really broken the cycle many, many years ago,
yeah,
a lot of the times you'd realize that even your partners are actually the ones blocking your blessings. Mm. Don't you sometimes look back at certain people that you dated in your life, and regardless of how hard you were working and grinding and all of this and wanted more for yourself and wanted to achieve this, and then you started this business and it failed, whatever it is, the moment that person left your life, things just started to align.
Aligned, yep.
A lot of the times we even find ourselves in spaces where we're always asking for God bless me with this and God bless me with that and that and that. But we don't even put in the work to clean our environment. So God is like trying to bless you with all the things that you deserve. But he's looking at your environment. He's like, man, you got a lot of baggage. I don't even know where to put this blessing for you. But the point is, you need to make that decision for yourself to break free and actually move on. And when you make that decision for you to actually stick to the decisions that you make for yourself. But we'll obviously converse a little bit more on the other side of this. And we're going to just unpack, if you will, what to actually consider before getting back with an ex. I think that is really, really important. And also how to have healthy check-ins with yourself to call yourself out and ultimately grow and heal from spaces like that.
I think you are too loud.
I'm sorry. Oh, I've been there as well.
We've all been
it's
there.
It's not you alone. It's all of us.
8:24 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Kashikwan will continue being loud when we get back. Stick around.
Current rainfall.
8:24. It's music by Kali. She's brand new to the industry, under management with Why Not. The song is so called End of Time. We also checked out Bruno Mars with Versace on the floor. We've got What Would Shay Do that will continue right now. In case you just joined us and you're wondering what is going on with today's What Would Shay Do, listen, buckle up, because it might be a little loud for you as well. Now, the email that we received reads, hey Shaquan, I've been listening to you for a while now, and I have to say that you are like a big sister to us now, and I appreciate how frank and open you are. I have a situation I'm going through with an ex-boyfriend of mine, and I feel like I'm stuck in the mud with him. Literally, I've been dating this guy on and off for 3 years now, and I broke things off with him for a few months ago, and we have this habit of getting back together and still end up breaking up anyways. I felt like I was not growing and getting anywhere with him in my life, and I realized that I enabled a lot of toxic behavior from him, and in turn I started to pick up from those habits too. He treats me poorly, that's a fact, and then comes back begging, promising to change and treat me better. I'm conflicted on taking him back. It's like my brain is calling me out for being a fool for loving him, and my heart is still stuck in there. How do I break free and move on? Or if I do get back with him, how do I change the situation? I want to experience more, and I am not so sure if he can give me that, or if I can give him that, even for that matter. Shaquan, what would you have done if you were in my shoes?
Throw a pack of bags and bah. I'm joking. Easier said than done. You know, a lot of the times we can laugh about situations like this. Girl, you should leave that man. Just be gone and do your thing. It's not that easy. It's really not that easy, because, like, it's easier for someone who's outside to see what I might not see. Because a lot of the times when you're in a situation, every decision and the way that you move is based on your emotions. So first of all, I will definitely validate your feelings, or the feelings that the both of you have for one another. But at the end of the day, a conversation needs to be had, right? And a very honest conversation where you put everything on the table. So often we say that, yeah, we should definitely communicate. We should definitely have conversations. But even when those opportunities arise, a lot of the times we shy away from being frank and being honest about the way that we feel about certain things that have happened in a relationship. You feel that, I don't want to offend you, I don't want to make you feel less than, but as much as I want you to change, here's the thing, as much as I want to be with you and I love you, I still want you to change, but I also don't want you to change in a way where you don't want to be with me anymore. You have to decide what it is that you want for you. At the end of this email, what I also saw was just you saying that you're not sure as to whether this person can give you what you deserve. And also, in turn, if you can give them what they actually deserve. When you start having those honest conversations, that's when you will even realize that you have been experiencing this relationship in a certain way, and he's been experiencing the relationship in a certain way. There might be things that you do or certain things that happen in the relationship that he's also unhappy with, that in turn make him react and act out the way that he does. But it is, once again, I will emphasize on this, decide what you want. Decide that you deserve better,
yeah,
and that he deserves better as well. You know, sometimes we love each other, it's great, yay. But sometimes we're just not good together. We're just not good for one another. You would even realize this happened to me actually, where we were not good together, me and my... Okay, no, never mind. I don't want you to go my business out there. But it's someone in my life. It's just we were not good together romantically, but we became the best of friends.
Yeah.
Till today, like that's my boo for life. He's my, I don't want to say brother because that's a little bit odd as well, but he's really that close to me, because we honestly just had to be honest with ourselves that I think we're forcing the romantic aspect of it, and we just need to keep things a little bit platonic. And now we just have a fantastic relationship. All right. There is no guarantee at the end of the day also that things will definitely get better if you do get back together for the 15th time. If things didn't work out 15 times before, it's probably just not meant to be. And it's okay for you to admit to that and for you to mourn that relationship, because at the end of the day, you being stuck in that cycle, like I said earlier on, is definitely self-destructive. You're holding yourself back. You're holding that man back. And it is okay for you guys to part ways amicably. Okay? Communicate and hold each other accountable. But also in that moment, be very kind and gentle to one another, towards one another, and forgive one another for the very things that have happened in the relationship. What I would do, I'm pretty sure you can see right now, I'm leaning towards probably parting ways. Okay? And also at the end of the day, with that conversation that you have, you need to also just weigh as to whether do you both agree on what your past differences were. Okay, is it one of those situations where one person is being blamed for everything when it's actually a relationship? Is it one of those situations where, oh, well, it takes two to tango, but then one person feels like, well, damn, I've been tangoing by myself. All right? And also really reflect on whether the main issue that drove the both of you apart really something that the both of you can resolve, and the one thing that the both of you can actually get over. Because you know how sometimes in the moment we're very easy to, especially with us ladies, we do this a lot. Like, it's okay and I forgive you, but it's still something that's eating me up. And then what happens, boom, you make a mistake or an argument comes up, and now I'm bringing something that happened up two years ago, whatever it is. It's because it's something that you were not okay with from jump. But because you were just doing it to keep the peace in the moment, you really just caught up in that moment that you still haven't forgiven this person for. So have that conversation with this person. See it from his point as well. Let your guard down. Hear him out. Let him also obviously hear you out as well, you know. But that honest conversation needs to happen. And if the both of you really just want different things, because you know sometimes we fall in love with people, but the person that you fell in love with 5 years ago is not the same person that you're with today. People grow, people evolve, and maybe you just want different things. Conversation. If no change comes about, no one is willing to be accountable for it, you're both toxic for one another, and I suggest that you break up. And I hate to be that person, but I will never sugarcoat anything, because what's the point, right? But yeah.
Thank you so much, Ashekwan. This conversation, just in case you just joined us and you found us midway, will be up on our website in full. This is Fresh FM. Stick around.
Excuse me? Why do you just walk past me every day to that